This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about Nigerian genocide unfolding against Christians. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
A report from a parliamentarian coalition in the United Kingdom is raising the alarm about a potential genocide of Christians in Nigeria. The coalition launched an extensive study which has found that in 2019, more than 1,000 Christians were killed by Islamist Fulani herdsmen. They also discovered that since 2015, 6,000 Christians have been killed by the extremists. On June 15, 2020, the UK All-Party Parliamentary Group for International Freedom of Religion, the APPG, released their report to the public about the genocide that has been largely ignored by the rest of the world. In Syria and Iraq, ISIS committed genocide against Christians, and the situation in Nigeria seems to be looking more like what happened in the Middle East. Peter Yasek is a global ambassador from Voice of the Martyrs, and he spent 15 months in a Sudanese prison for helping protect persecuted Christians in that country, and he has a unique understanding of the situation. He says that, "I have been in Nigeria more than 30 times in the last 20 years, and I can say that the situation was really bad much earlier than it was being recognized. Christians are being attacked by several groups. One of them is definitely Boko Haram, which is a branch of ISIS and the Fulani herdsmen. Unfortunately, the secular media are often biased and trying to present this as a tribal conflict rather than religious. The Fulani militia have been committing mass atrocities in Nigeria's Middle Belt region. Many of the crimes go unreported to the government, but news of the horrific acts have reached the British and subsequently the international criminal courts. For action to be taken to respond to this genocide, it must be officially recognized by the Nigerian government as well. Pray that what is being done in darkness will be brought to light and this genocide will come to an end quickly." For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.